All eyes on Cooper Kupp tonight. Be watching the Pitt game. And we'll be watching Cooper Kupp just to see how he looks. Steelers said to be interested. Mike Florio on the station yesterday. And here's the thing, Limits. Like, I hear what Florio's saying. He's probably right. That the Steelers will try to, quote, wait to swoop in and get a bargain on Cooper Kupp. He says, or actually he said this on Pro Football Talk, I'm sorry, on his podcast, and I quote, "The Steelers are fascinating to me because they like to lurk. They like to hover. They like to wait to swoop in and get a bargain. They're not going to go too quickly. No sudden moves. They don't like to be perceived as being desperate in a situation like that. If it means they don't get the guy, so be it. That's the best way to get a good deal. You act like you don't want it." Okay, but you also don't get the deal, probably. Like, how is this a point of admiration? The last I checked, the receiver room beyond George Pickens has guys like Van Jefferson, Scotty Miller, Calvin Austin. They haven't got that. They told the world in the preseason. They told the world, we think we're short a playmaker to the point where we're willing to dole out upwards of $30 million a year to get one. Like, we're not in the market to go get, you know, Christian Kirk here. We think we need a guy, and we're willing to spend lots and lots of money to get one. And last I checked, they still don't have one. And it's hard for me to believe that they still don't think that's a need, regardless of what Russell Wilson might unlock in this offense. So Mike Florio can pay all the compliments he wants to their strategy. I'd rather have them go after a guy quickly and decisively, and if need be, overpay. That's how you get the guy. Not waiting and lurking for a good deal. I don't find that admirable. You?
It kind of reminds me, Joe, of the old saying, if you're not first, you're last. And I wonder if Omar Khan, because admirable, whatever, he was second on Brandon Ayuk. They were in on Davante Adams. They didn't get Davante Adams. I'm sure they probably called on DeAndre Hopkins. Don't you get to a boiling point? Like, where it's not just admirable that you're, okay, we're calling on this guy, we're calling on that guy. You're doing your due diligence. Doesn't it get a little concerning if you're Omar Khan, though, that you're not pulling off deals, or you just get a little bit frustrated, maybe not just with other teams, but yourself, and you eventually push it over the goal line to be able to have something happen? That's what I feel like with Cooper Kupp now. It's that time.
I often make reference to Jim Rutherford because I love the way that he did business, and I realize that by the end it wasn't very pretty, and that he sometimes swung and missed, but he had a way of getting the people that he wanted, and the way that he did that was to be early and decisive and in some cases overpay. That's how you get it done. So while lurking, you know, how long are they going to lurk? The trade deadline's November 5th, and we've all seen their wide receiver room beyond Pickens. So, hey, if he swoops in at, you know, noon, or 11:59, or whenever right before the deadline is on November 5th, and makes a deal to fix that, great. I'm not sure I love the strategy, but I would wait to see how Cooper Kupp looks tonight. I can tell you that, because he is coming off a high ankle sprain.
Very curious just to, one, see how he plays. Two, because everybody keeps saying he's just a slot receiver, where does he line up? Like another instance of, all right, he's back, healthy. Are there any limitations? I want to see him in the slot. I want to see him outside. I want to see all the different places that Sean McVay puts him, not like Arthur Smith to Sean McVay. But at the same time, if they lose this game, which everybody in Pittsburgh should be rooting for, then and Cooper Kupp is still considerably good, you really should offer a second-round draft pick where even whatever that notion is of whatever's offered. Like we saw it with the deal that was made for Davante Adams. Second round pick.
How about a third round pick?
Being a conditional third round pick.
Yeah, conditional third round.
That's what this could be, a conditional third that becomes a second.
50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Let's move on to some NFL stuff around the league. Devontae Adams, he just showed up. I mean, coming up at the top of the hour. I'm sorry, Limits.
You can jump the gun.
Yeah, you
false
can start.
False start. Penalty.
Yeah, you're moving back five. But I understand why you did that. And the theme of the rest of the show is me being as nice to you as I possibly can be. I understand why you did that.
Do you remember when you said on that one show you weren't going to call me City Limits the whole show, and then 5 minutes in you did?
Yes.
The texter's got a real joke out of that one.
Around the league, Devontae Adams showed up 5 minutes ago, and now he's telling everybody what's wrong with the Jets locker room. Do we like this, or is this a little bit presumptuous? And then there's Baltimore. And what's going on with the Ravens? And they're on pace for something that is really mind-blowing here.